Animals come to the National Aquarium's Animal Care Center in need. Once they're fully rehabilitated, they often leave our facility with a little something extra, a satellite tracking device. Manager of Animal Rescue for the National Aquarium, Jen Dittmar, is here today to talk about the importance of satellite tracking and what it means for our knowledge of the health and well-being of wildlife in our oceans. Thanks for coming in, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
So what is a satellite tracker?
A satellite transmitter is basically the reverse of a handheld GPS unit, which is basically receive signals from a satellite, whereas a satellite transmitter actually sends signals to a satellite that gives specifically its location, and then that information then can be sent to our computers and let us know where animals are after release.
What is that information good for? What does the equipment allow researchers to do?
So that equipment basically allows us to monitor animals after they've been released, and that is really important information for us to have. It helps us validate our rehab efforts. Rehab of these animals can be very expensive, and we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the animals to be able to survive after release. It also helps with the federal government form management plans. A lot of these animals are threatened or endangered or federally protected, so it helps them formulate management plans. And we can get lots of great information from this. We can get their migration patterns, their diving, how deep they're diving. Also, we can extrapolate what kind of foods they're eating in certain areas. So we get lots of great information.
Boy, that is a lot. So tell us a little bit more about the actual transmitter. How big is it, and do the seals even notice that they have it with them?
The transmitter is about the size of a little fun-size candy bar that you would get and give out like on Halloween. So it's pretty small. We try to keep it to a very low percentage of their body weight. So the animals don't even notice that it's there. And we just simply attach it with a very low temperature epoxy. And in the case of seals, we attach it to their fur. And seals actually go through a yearly molt, kind of like a dog would go through and kind of shed its coat every year. Mm-hmm. So when they shed their coat, they will shed the tag. In the same way with the turtles. The turtles have keratin on the back of their shell, which grows like our fingernails, and it will too shed after a while.
Okay. So in all cases, they drop the transmitter at some point between, say, 6 and 12 months?
They eventually drop it, and that's our goal. We don't want it to stay with them forever. We just want to be able to monitor them a certain time frame after release.
Now, do you track every animal that you release?
We try to, but it's an expensive process. You have to pay for the actual transmitter, almost like you would buy a cell phone, and then you have to pay for the service to the transmitter. So it can be expensive depending on how many animals you're tracking, but we have had donors in the past that are very eager to donate for stuff like that because they sometimes have incentives to be able to name them or follow the animal. They like to be able to know that they help provide the data and the funding to be able to track that animal.
Now, talk to us about some of the Navy interactions that you've had, too, and other institutions.
Yeah, we're currently tracking two loggerhead turtles named Portsmouth and Rooney, and they're being tracked through a program funded through the Virginia Aquarium by the U.S. Navy. And the U.S. Navy provided the funding because they really want to get an idea of how sea turtles are utilizing the Chesapeake Bay, specifically where are the areas that they're foraging, how long are they staying in those areas, and then migration patterns that they're using through the bay. So it's been a great project. They've been able to track about 6 or 7 turtles now, in their hopes that they'll return next year and they'll be able to know exactly how they're using the Chesapeake Bay. So projects like this are really important, and it's great that an entity like the Navy is getting involved.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Jen, for coming in to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
The U.S. Navy is tracking Rooney and Portsmouth and other loggerhead sea turtles, and you can too. Learn how, and also how you can support Marine Animal Rescue at aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli from the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.